back with the Enterprise Agility Podcast. I'm John Lim, and today we've got Andy Jordan and Fred Champlain, who continue our series on hybrid work. While organizations are continuing to refine what works for them in terms of processes, as it relates to traditional Agile, hybrid continues to grow in popularity. Andy and Fred, what do we think about that trend, and what are the experts saying?
I'm going to introduce Fred to you in just a second, but let's talk a little bit about one aspect of hybrid that's getting quite a lot of attention right now. Project Management Institute, PMI, has just come out with its latest and greatest Pulse of the Profession report for 2024. Covers quite a lot of ground. One of the areas that it talks about is hybrid. And it suggests that based on responses where people said it was the approach that they always or usually used, hybrid has now overtaken pure agile as the second most popular approach behind traditional plan-driven project management. At the same time, PMI took the opportunity to introduce their disciplined agile perspective on hybrid, which suggested that there were three sort of different variants of hybrid, if you like, that sort of fit at different points along the continuum between plan-driven at one end and agile at the other. So I don't know about you, Fred, but I think that the growth of hybrid is now the second most popular approach. A little surprising maybe, but not shocking. But I don't know about this whole three model thing. I'm thinking hybrid to most people is simply a bit of this and a bit of that based on needs. But you know, you're the expert. You tell me.
Well, Andy, it's interesting, and thank you for that intro. I think the it's really a spectrum, right? When we think about large organizations in particular, what they need to be effective, and whether that is waterfall or agile or some hybrid mix, it is what they need. And so the key is from our product perspective of being able to meet customers where they are, where they're at today, and where they need to be in the future. And so really it's about flexibility. And I think that's why we're seeing such an interest and continued responses around hybrid, because that is reality. Not that waterfall is bad or agile is bad. It's just that's what is the capability, the ability of customers today of actually executing in practice. And some of those hybrids are probably aspiring to get to more of an agile state. Some others may not be for various reasons. They may have constraints, supplier constraints, a lot of hard constraints that makes it difficult to be really a deeply agile operation. So I think that's what we're seeing is this the continued elaboration and evolution of what hybrid means. We have to think about what is driving that. Why is that, right? At one point we thought, well, everybody of course would just hop over from waterfall one day into agile the next day. We know it's not that easy, of course, but I think we overlooked that there's this middle transition zone that's really, really important for a lot of companies. And for many companies, that transition zone isn't a transition, it's actually their target, because that's what fits, that's where they're most effective.
I think that's a key point. I mean, the idea of having another tool is always a good thing, right? The more tools you've got, the more likely you are to have the right one for the job. And hybrid is really a toolkit rather than just a single tool. So it works that way. But I think a lot of people, when they think about hybrid, there is an assumption that, well, people know how to do waterfall, they know how to do agile, and now they're taking that knowledge and combining it to create hybrid. But I think you're absolutely right that for a lot of people, that's not what hybrid is. It's more a case of finding a way to add agility, small a, to their traditional plan-driven approaches that may or may not be as part of a stepping stone process to get to full agile. It may simply be, you know, their end state that they get to. But I think that assumption that people already know how to do the two extremes and are now doing some stuff in the middle is just not accurate.
Right. Yeah, I would agree, Andy. And so I think that's what we're seeing is really the ability to find the right fit is really the paramount solution, is what works for us as an organization. We know there's improvements. So if we're able to go look at those improvements and find those and surface though the improvements, and if it's what we would say is more waterfall, or it's more of a repeatable process, for example, or there's maybe some contractual requirements that are manifested more from a waterfall approach, then that's what you need to do. Now, can you inject and insert some agile mindset and ways of working? Absolutely. And I think that's what customers are doing is finding the places where they can and where it is of value to really bring these together. So I think of it a little bit of a smorgasbord of capabilities and mindset. Now, to say that is also we need to recognize that you can get yourself into a bad spot where maybe that's not the optimal way to go about it. But the reality is this is always why we have transformations. Companies are constantly changing. So what I said earlier, what works today probably won't work for you tomorrow exactly the same. You're constantly changing. So having the flexibility is the key. And with our Enterprise Agile Planning, with our PPM, with our SPW, we're providing that kit, if you will, that platform that allows our customers to really find the right fit for their initiatives.
And I think that is key here, right? Is that ServiceNow allows their clients to work the way that works for them today and still evolve so that it continues to support them in the future. So many tools will support someone really well as long as you do it in a certain way. But that's not how the world works now. It's not how the world needs to work. And that's the advantage that we have with hybrid. Fred and I are going to talk about this in more depth in the next podcast, where we look into the future a little bit more. But for now, I can't top the fact that you've just heard a podcast that included the word smorgasbord, and you didn't think that was going to happen. So thanks for joining us, and we'll talk again real soon.